And let's end today's show with a visit to Oglethorpe University in the Atlanta metro area. President Trump's campaign and election have revealed deep divisions among voters. For two Oglethorpe students, it provided an opportunity, though, to move beyond differences. Ian Garvey is transgender. Tim Huff is a solid Trump supporter. They were randomly matched as roommates. They share their story of friendship with On Second Thought intern Monique Bandong.
Yo, come here. Go get it.
So we were just playing with Hanson, enjoying this beautiful day. So Hanson is my service dog that he works part-time, and part-time he is just a spaz. So, so I'm with Ian, my old roommate.
Best roommate ever.
All right, so we found this potato just sitting here in the grass. Hanson was like sniffing it, but he didn't want anything to do with it. So we were just tossing it, and yeah, he just never got it. So,
so the things you find on campus, you know, you never know what you're going to find. Could be a potato.
So it could be anything.
Could be anything. So we're in Job Hanson. It's a residential building on Oglethorpe University's campus. And we are standing in front of room 104, which is where Tim and I have lived.
So we moved in the month Donald Trump was inaugurated. So it was a very, very rivalry time on campus, but it provided us the opportunity to, you know, express opinions to each other and really, like, understand the opposing side.
I vividly remember the moment we met, actually, because I was so nervous to meet Tim or, like, my other roommates, because, you know, I'm trans, so I was like, kind of transitioning, into, like, living in, like, a predominantly male space. And I didn't really know how that was going to go. So it's funny. Actually, I brought over like a pack of High Life because I was like, okay, well, we're gonna bond right here over some beer at the very least. And we sat down and just kind of started chatting.
And when we first met, it was great because, like, he brought the beers and, you know, I just brought some friends over. We had a good time, just chilled, hung out a little bit. Yeah. We had some good discussions. And I remember, like, one of the first, like, in-depth conversations we had was, so why are you a Trump supporter?
Tim and I kind of came out to get, you know, to each other. You know, I said I was trans. He said that he supported Trump. And
I mean, that's kind of like a big thing for both sides.
Yeah.
Because, you know, especially today, like, when someone says they support Trump, it's usually immediate wall. Like, just block them off. Just, like, don't talk to them, all that. And then, you know, I'm sure it's the same with trans. Like, you know, you have people who judge you before they even know you. So in both situations, like, maybe that's why we connected.
I think,
like,
so.
We just really, like, face the same difficulties.
So Tim, why are you a Trump supporter?
I really enjoy the aspect of him stating how if we improve things economically, people won't have a reason to say, oh, just because you're this race, you're the reason why I can't get ahead. Because that reason will be completely null, I guess.
I can't really speak a lot for politics, you know. I'm not going to claim to have, like, an economic background to where I can talk about, you know, like, how the economy is doing. I really cannot tell you. I know that there are a lot of ways to interpret, you know, economic activities and stuff like that. Tim can talk forever about that.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite topic, to be honest.
Right, so it's like he could give me that knowledge, and I could tell him, I could give him, like, my, like, lived experience, I feel.
Obviously, like, there's hope. There's hope out there in the world. We can come together, have dialogue without, like, ranting at each other. We can express different views. We can respectfully, like, oppose them, or we can say, I like that, and then take it as my own.
That's Oglethorpe University student Tim Huff, who is a Donald Trump supporter. We also heard from his former roommate and friend, Ian Garvey, a transgender student. That story was produced by Monique Bandong in partnership with NPR Next Generation Radio.